Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Big day tomorrow, grand final day in Group 9 Rugby League, and the big game over at McDonald's Park tomorrow, 5:30 kickoff. Looking forward to it. South City are taking on Gundagai. Joining us to have a look at Group 9 grand final day, the regional manager from the Country Rugby League, Dave Skinner, joins us this morning.
How are we doing, Dave?
Morning, men. Going well.
That's the way. Mate, yeah, look, this is going to be a big day tomorrow, culmination of a very successful year in Group 9 Rugby League. And, mate, Twilight Grand Final too. That should be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, that's a new initiative. So, look, I guess we're probably just waiting for this weather to clear, and today looks like it's going to, and hopefully we get a good roll out there tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah, looking forward to the big game tomorrow night at McDonald's Park. They have been the two best teams in it all year, particularly South City. They've had a sensational year. And, mate, it just should be a ripper grand final tomorrow night.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Look, the funniest part about it, I looked across the games, South City being in first reserves and 18s, and guess what? They've only been beaten a few times, and they've been beaten by the opposition they're playing. So,
okay.
I guess the good news is that that clearly indicates that certainly South City and Gundagai are the best two teams in the competition, and the result could go either way.
Absolutely. It will be a ripper contest, and if it's anything like last year's game, it should be an absolute beauty tomorrow night at 5:30.
Yeah, look, Gundagai have had this really good habit of getting out to early leads against South City only to get run down. So, you know, I think from both camps, one, the Gundagai Tigers would be talking about, no, we get a lead and we hold a lead, and the South City guys would be saying, no, we're not going to let that happen this year. So I think we'll probably find a much tougher physical contest for the first half this year than we have in the last season.
Who are you liking for it? Who are you putting your money on?
Oh, look, I don't think there's any doubt that South City have got to be the favourites. They only lost one game for the year, and that was against Gundagai. You know, they were fairly convincing in one of the competition games against them in the return set. I think the situation with Gundagai is that they'll be desperate. They'll have gone into the game thinking about their little loss from last year's grand final and going, no, we're going to try and turn this around. So splitting hairs trying to decide who's winning.
And we must congratulate Scott Muir on being appointed as the referee. We wish Scotty all the best for tomorrow night. Now, it's, of course, more than just the main game, because we've got action from... Is the first game's around about 11 o'clock, Dave?
11 o'clock, yeah. That'll be the 16s will kick off. And that's Albury versus Young.
Then we go into the league tag at 12:30, the girls, Albury and Brothers.
Yeah, so Albury finished as the club champions this year. They were in the finals in all grades bar first grade, and were only just out of that contention. They've been a convincing side this year, but the Brothers girls have probably got the longest successful winning trot in league tag history, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're always strong in the league tag, the Brothers. Wiesel Cup, looking forward to this game. South City and Kangaroos for the Wiesel Cup.
Yeah, so South City lost one game for the year in the Wiesel Cup, and it was the start of the season. It was Kangaroos that beat them. So Kangaroos know that they've been there and that they can do that, and I'm sure they'll be trying to do that again. Same story as with the other South City sides. They went straight through, so they haven't had a lot of football in a month.
Yep.
Whereas the Kangaroos played their way through, and I guess they always say winning form is good form, so both of those have come in as winners. It's just a case of how the break's going to affect South City's performance.
And South City are taking on Tamora in the reserve grade game at 3:30.
Yeah, and the Tamora Dragons got over the South City side there. When they played them at home this year, so there'll be a lot of belief that they can do that again. The same wasn't said for the final, but you know, South City, they've been dominant all year as well. So tough game for both of those. Good games all round, actually.
Absolutely, good day. Dave, tell us about the game that is actually going to lead into the grand final. This 5 o'clock game, the Willens Hill School taking on the Albury Thunder. It's a very special game.
Yeah, look, so we've got a disability game, and the good news about that is that the Albury Thunder had been playing some disability games for quite a while. It's just a modified version of rugby league, and they were looking for a contest and applied to the group to get that game. And then what happened was, and largely thanks to the Wagga Police, they'd been running some disability opportunities as well before their police game that they have in Wagga each year. And the two sides decided this would be a great contest, so they put them together. And, you know, I guess that's probably indicating how inclusive rugby league can be. Mm.
So, mate, what's the go tomorrow? What time do the gates open?
Look, I would be thinking about 10 a.m.
Yep.
For an 11 o'clock kickoff, and then, yeah, all day through to that 5:30 main game, the twilight game, and hopefully we get a good crowd out there. Lots of support for all of those teams. It's good that there's such a mix across the whole competition, so we should expect that people will travel far and wide to be there.
Absolutely. We urge everybody to get around it tomorrow night. 5:30 kickoff for the big game between South City and Gundagai. Dave, thanks so much for your time this morning. Thanks for your support during the year, and let's hope it's a great grand final tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, fellas, and thanks to Triple M.
No worries. Good on you, mate. Thanks, Dave. Dave Skinner, everybody, the regional manager for Country Rugby League ahead of tomorrow's Group 9 Grand Final.
It is a big day of sport.
Massive day. Actually, we've just discovered that the gates will open at 9 tomorrow morning. It's $15 to get you in. Aged pensioners, $7, under 16s are free. And the Group 9 Grand Final will be live streamed through WaggaWagga.tv, $6.99. If you get on the website there, you'll be able to find out a little bit more. But big day coming up tomorrow. And I reckon it's a great initiative, the 5:30 start. I reckon that's okay.
It's going to work.
So let's hope everybody gets out and checks out the game tomorrow. Group 9 Grand Final Day at McDonald's Park. The big game, 5:30, South City taking on Gundagai. Good luck to all the teams involved.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.